For the people of Philadelphia, today marks the 25th anniversary of an event many would just as soon forget. The city is still haunted by a massive police operation that went badly wrong. The police were trying to roust members of a radical armed group calling itself MOVE. They were living in a compound, in a row house, and to get them out, the police set off explosives, which led to a massive and deadly fire. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler has this look back.
The Philadelphia Police Department's assault on the MOVE compound came after months of mounting tension. MOVE was composed of African Americans who practiced a cult-like back-to-nature lifestyle, took the last name Africa, and regularly brandished weapons. In the months leading up to the 1985 confrontation, MOVE members fortified their West Philadelphia row house on Osage Avenue to withstand an armed assault and tormented neighbors with profane tirades on bullhorns. The day before the bombing, neighbors of the MOVE house were told to leave. Police were on high alert. An officer had been killed a few years earlier in a fatal confrontation with MOVE. This time, police tried to drive the MOVE members out with tear gas, leading to a gunfight. Just before 5:30 p.m., police dropped a satchel of explosives onto the roof. Officials decided to let the resulting fire burn until a fortified bunker on the roof was gone, but the fire spread out of control and engulfed the block. Thomas Mapp was on the road working as a truck driver when he heard what had happened to his block back in Philadelphia.
I cut the radio on a little later and found out what happened in my neighborhood. And I cut the radio on down here to say, oh, say it's burnt down. I didn't believe it. I said, you can't burn no whole block down.
Connie Renfro was one of the Osage Avenue residents who returned to her home after the bombing.
It was nothing really there but the steps and the rail, and everything else was burnt down to the ground. All our memories, all our children's growth patterns, my husband's pictures of his parents. And what hurt so bad, even 25 years later when I go to look for some, I said, oh, that's right, it got burned up. Burned up in the fire.
One adult and a 13-year-old boy from inside the MOVE house survived. 11 others died, including 5 children. Thomas Mapp didn't want to see the neighborhood right away.
See how bad it looked when it was burned out? Ooh. Especially when you didn't do nothing to cause it. When you find out all them kids died in there, shoot, that's a really hard thing to take.
A blue ribbon panel concluded the bombing was reckless and ill-conceived. The nightmare has continued for the people who lived on the block. The city hired a contractor to rebuild the homes, and residents have dealt with leaks and shoddy construction. After 15 years of problems with the homes, the city offered families $150,000 to pick up and leave. For the people who still live there, it's impossible to forget the anniversary. The boarded-up houses that fill the block are a daily reminder of the deadly 1985 disaster. An 89-year-old woman on the block says to mark the anniversary, she's going to stay inside and close her door. 25 years in, she's tired of talking about it. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.